This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and yep, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the ongoing struggles behind the scenes in the Bitcoin world that unfortunately resulted in Bitcoin splitting into a couple of different Bitcoins and may result in that yet again. We may have three Bitcoins by the time the year has ended.
The dust has settled.
Right. And
over World War Geek.
And when I say three Bitcoin, I mean three different competing types of Bitcoin. I don't mean three physical Bitcoin or three Bitcoin. And it's hard to talk about Bitcoin because Bitcoin means two things. Bitcoin means the coin itself, and it means the network that the coins are transacted on. And so it can get a little confusing trying to talk about.
It's so confusing. It's giving me a headache. You might even say it's a splitting headache.
Yeah, it is pretty frustrating.
Oh boy,
it's pretty frustrating to try to.
I love a good pun. And
the worst part about this, though,
that would hurt me.
The worst part about, we're gonna get to your calls here, but the worst part about all the splitting is, I mean, it's one thing for us to sit here and talk about it for an hour on the radio. We have the ability to get into, you know, an explanation of what's going on. You can't tell the average person all this. You know, there's no 30-second elevator pitch for Bitcoin anymore.
No. So here's my suggestion for anybody who's listening and cares. What needs to happen is a point of sale, whether it's online or in real life, needs to accept all coins or a large number of coins or whatever.
Just take the top ones. I don't care about all of them. Most of them don't matter.
But if they integrate Shapeshift, they'd have a huge amount of coins they could accept. And I don't know how it would go exactly. It's not my, I'm not the designer. But basically, I think that the crown needs to be ripped from Bitcoin's head. And, you know, the rest of these coins need to have their fair shot at being used as currency.
Yeah, I agree with that. Unfortunately, there is no current provider of a merchant point of sale service. Johnson, you've had some experience with coinpayments.net.
Well, no experience, really.
But you're doing
research.
An online site. You're not doing a physical store where people can, like, receive Bitcoin on a tablet or something like
that. Well, there's avenues of possibility through this, you know, through CoinPayments.
From what I saw, it needed a lot of work. Their point of sale system would not give an instant confirmation.
You would need some additional pieces in order to make the whole thing work.
Yeah, it's not ready for prime time. There's nobody besides BitPay that's done a decent point of sale system, and I've evaluated as many as I could find, just as of recent as a few months ago, and nobody comes close to BitPay. And that's sad because BitPay needs competition, and BitPay only accepts Bitcoin at this moment. They're going to start accepting the SegWit2x Bitcoin and not the original Bitcoin, it sounds like. So, again, it gets so confusing. Well, which Bitcoin do you want to pay with today, sir? Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin 2x?
Make sure you don't use the wrong one because then it's gone forever.
That's right. Yeah, because they all have the same address types.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's go to Jeff. He's in Livermore, California, listening online. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. So I haven't listened to you guys for a while, but I just tuned in, and I was glad to hear you talking about Bitcoin because, you know, back when I used to listen to you more frequently was around, 2006, 7, 8, maybe 9, and then I kind of dropped off the radar. I was recovering from a nasty drug and alcohol problem. But to go along with that story, I'm kind of life is a lot better. I've been clean about 4 years, and things are going well. Yeah, yeah. However, I'm kind of torturing myself over things because back in, I think it was like 2009 or 10, I had on hand about 20 or 30 Bitcoins. I remember I was listening to you guys and I was researching blockchain, and I was like, wow, this is so exciting. And this was back in the BitInstant days, and I had, you know, slowly accumulated about 30 Bitcoins. I lost my first 10 because I did something funky with my password and I was kicking myself, but then I just went right back to And then I accumulated another 20. And then of course that's when things started falling downhill with me with the drugs and alcohol stuff, bad marriage. Long story short, I ended up you know, gambling away part of it and frittering away the rest on dark web, on the dark web. And, like I say, things are going a lot better now. I mean, actually really well, but especially now that, Bitcoin has been, you know, just doing crazy, crazy stuff. I can't tear myself away from the news, and it's been,
You had 30 Bitcoins and now you have none.
And maybe I was hoping you guys could, because I always look to you guys as probably the most positive radio show anywhere. You've always been the source of, well, honestly, I mean, more optimism from your show than anywhere on the radio waves. But so I'm kind of hoping for sort of at least to unload and maybe a little quick 5-minute therapy from you guys, because this is it's just getting ridiculous. I just can't stop. I just can't tear myself away. So
wait, you can't tear yourself away from the news about Bitcoin and the sort of feeling of regret? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
I guess all I could say to that would be, like, you know, you got to let it go. I mean, it's gone. It's not coming back. I mean, you did whatever you did with it, and some drug dealer on the dark web's very happy right about now if he didn't spend it.
I can tell from seeing these Bitcoin millionaires on Facebook that I believe to be Bitcoin millionaires out there, their problems continue to be about the same.
Meaning, like, they still have girl problems or
problems in life, all the things that frustrate them, you know, the things that they might shake their fist at or whatever.
Money hasn't solved their issues.
Money hasn't, like, look, they're not happy. You know, they might be rich.
Yeah.
But now, like me, they, instead of just being a-holes, they're rich a-holes, meaning that, you know, I'm claiming to be an a-hole here. You know, it's, I don't think money is going to solve all your problems by any stretch of the imagination. However, when you're feeling money being tight, it's really hard to hear that.
No doubt.
Yeah, and money, you know, again, money is not, I got a good job. I'm actually doing a good job saving in other ways. So things are comfortable, a good relationship. And again, but I guess what you got, especially you, Mark, I was just thinking about those stories of lottery winners. Like, you know, a few of them win lotteries and, yeah, they do okay, but then there's so many others whose lives seem actually even worse after they come into a bunch of sudden wealth. So maybe, I don't know.
You'd have found something to kick yourself over. You felt bad about losing the private keys to your first 10 Bitcoins, and, you know, you're still thinking about that. You know, I can't say that other problems wouldn't have occurred, because they certainly have occurred.
I remember when we lost big time on, what was it, My Bitcoin Wallet, I think was the site?
Yeah, My Bitcoin Wallet. We got skinned.
This was
real
back
good.
When we were like, oh, this is convenient. Let's use this online wallet where we don't control the keys to store our Bitcoin.
Turns out we just sent some dude our Bitcoin.
And then he disappears with everyone's Bitcoin, and then somebody put out like a hit on the guy, and he all of a sudden pops back up, and he's like, oh, look, I found half your Bitcoin. Right. Here it is.
Don't kill me.
Yeah. So, you know, we lost, what, 40 Bitcoin or something like that in that? It was crazy.
I think we put 40 in. I'm not entirely clear.
I know. I felt like I lost like 40-something at that time. But here's the thing. You can't focus. 60,
my wife and I sent 63 to an address we no longer had the private keys.
Oh, God.
I had 11.64 Bitcoin disappear with InstaWallet.
What was that, one of those online ones?
It was, yeah, but I got it back. It just disappeared for 6 months. And then they like were like, here it is.
Wow.
Like, here it's back. It's like, you know, they were like, it was some sort of security thing where they realized, like, InstaWallet was inherently insecure. So they said, we're shutting down immediately.
Okay.
We're not going to do any more business. I mean, they were really honest.
That's
but it was harrowing because it was like, well, we're shutting down and you can't get your stuff because we, you know.
We'll let you know.
It was a web wallet that, you know, like, here it is later, you know.
It's frustrating. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, you can't change the past. And so all you can really do is let go of it and move on. And instead of focusing on everything you've lost, because I can do that all day long. I mean, I can think about all the bad business deals that have gone south and the money that I've lost over the years in various different aspects. And there's, you know, it'll just drive
marijuana
you crazy.
Marijuana roaches that have flown out the window. I bet it really kills you, doesn't it?
No, I'm talking about significant losses here, Mark. But anyway, you know, I could think about those things and think about those people that did that to me, and you know, it would make me into an angry, bitter person, and there's no benefit to that. So I would say the best thing you can do is focus on how you can start building up your Bitcoin inventory again, if indeed that's what you want to get, or, you know, one of these other cryptos like Dash or Ether, and start slowly, you know, slowly reclaiming that amount and putting in extra money that you can afford to lose into some cryptocurrency. I'd focus on moving ahead. I hope that helps, Jeff, and I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can learn from the past, but dwelling on it never helps.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Take a control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and even could be confirmed instantly if you want. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to the phones, your calls and thoughts. We've been talking all things cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically tonight, and the growing pains that Bitcoin's been going through and how this segregated witness fix that they supposedly now have activated hasn't really done anything yet, because apparently even though it's activated, all the wallet providers and the software, you know, companies out there relating to Bitcoin, they also have to implement segregated witness or SegWit in order for users to begin having a chance to even use it in the first place. So it may be months before segregated witness actually has the intended effect of reducing the network congestion on the Bitcoin blockchain. And by the time that happens, well, we may have segregated.
There will be another.
There will be another Bitcoin.
Possibly be another Bitcoin.
There will be two Bitcoins, both of which, three Bitcoins. Two out of the three will have the segregated witness, and one out of the three, Bitcoin Cash, will not. At least that's the idea. Unless, of course, more companies start to break the agreement that they signed back in May, because we had this news story about a company called Bitwala, and I'm not really sure what that is, if it's an exchange or what, but Bitwala has broken their agreement. They're the first company to step out and say, nope, we're not going ahead with this SegWit 2X agreement. If more companies do that, and then the SegWit 2X loses its hashing power support, if there are a bunch of miners that renege on their agreement, then that could really throw everything into disarray as far as when the split happens. What's going to be the real Bitcoin after the dust settles? Or how long is it going to take for the dust to settle? Because Bitcoin Cash and the original Bitcoin right now are fighting it out for hashing power.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very, very close to one another in their hashing power, because the miners, they don't really care one way or the other which Bitcoin is better. They just want to know which one's the most profitable.
Right.
So there's all kinds of problems with this, and it's become such a mess. It's so hard to... I don't want to go and talk to a business owner about Bitcoin right now. That used to kind of be the thing that I would do, one of the things that I would do. And, you know, I was promoting it locally here via advertising, and it's like, it's hard for me to really get behind it at this point.
Yeah.
I can't possibly tell a business owner, hey, yeah, you should take Bitcoin, because nobody's going to spend it.
You got to kind of see how things shake out. And right now, I would recommend another coin. You have to decide which one would be right. But I mean, there's a lot of advantages to Dash.
There are. Dash isn't the number one, or it's not the number two coin out there, but it could rise up. You never know.
Ether is, but Ether wasn't really meant to be a currency.
Well, it has a currency, but I see what you're saying. Let's go to Doug. He is a Bitcoin fanatic on the line with us here, calling from Minnesota. Hey, Doug.
How dare you call me a fanatic? I'm not a fanatic. I'm crazy like a fanatic. I mean, a fox, but yeah. Right, so yeah, I am. Hey, couple things. First of all, when you say that merchants don't have any point of sale tools at the disposal, it depends. If they want to keep the Bitcoin, there's all kinds of tools. I use the Airbits wallet. I set up Coffee House up by the cabin that Bitcoin bought in resort town in Brainerd, Minnesota, and they use the Airbits wallet, and they've got it in merchant mode. Airbits has a merchant mode where you just tap the QR code, spin your iPad around, and scan it, and it goes right in.
Now,
they don't care about waiting for a confirmation, because I just spent $3 on a coffee, which I did on Sunday, this past Sunday.
So with the merchant mode, is this something that is a way for you to have an employee use this app and not have access to your Bitcoin? Because that's the big problem. If you just throw any old wallet on somebody's tablet or phone or whatever, that's fine. Anybody can accept Bitcoin. But you generally don't want to give your cashier your keys to your bank account. You know what I mean?
You know, that's a good point. And their merchant mode does not prevent employees from seeing how much Bitcoin is coming in.
No, but does it prevent them from sending it back out?
I'm not exactly sure. I'll have to ask Paul Quay about that. But
I can look into it.
Here's the thing, Ian. These merchants trust their employees with the cash drawer.
Yeah.
So how is that any different than trusting them with the Bitcoin cash drawer?
Well, you'd have to count out at the end of the night.
That's
merchants
true.
Don't trust their employees. They trust them long enough to
verify. Trust and verify.
Right. I mean, when I worked retail,
so
they counted my drawer.
Yeah, it's good practice to, at the end of the night, if you've had any Bitcoin sales, move them to your own personal wallet, sure.
Yeah.
And that's for people who want to keep the Bitcoin. And the lady up there, she's so glad she did. I got her involved 3 years ago, and she's been very happy with her return, of course.
She's like, fine, dude, I'll give you free coffee. Just send your little magic internet money to this thing, and if that makes you happy.
She was actually smarter than that and had heard of it and was on board. So it was really an easy sell for this particular merchant, but they're hard to come by. So, I mean, now if you want to trade your Bitcoin to cash, which is pointless, it's not the point of Bitcoin, then, yeah, BitPay is the only one that I know of. Coinbase does the same service. They have the same service BitPay does, you know. That's what Overstock used.
Coinbase does not have a merchant app. They used to, but they got rid of it a couple years ago.
Well, I don't mean point-of-sale merchant, but
that's what
online,
I'm talking about.
Like doing the same.
I mean, to me, unless point of sale merchants, mom and pop shops can get on Bitcoin and get on it easily, then it's useless. I mean, it's cool for geeks on the internet, but it's never going to catch on.
It's totally easy if they want to keep the Bitcoin, which is the whole point of it. You can use any wallet as your point of sale.
But my point is, the average, I guess you could use a wallet that locks down the send feature, except if you have a passcode. Now, there are wallets like that.
Yeah.
That's certainly true.
Mycelium does that.
Mycelium is one of those. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways to do it. But these are not easy, kind of simple merchant accessible ways. You have to understand, the average merchant who's accepting Bitcoin is not a Bitcoin fanatic. The average merchant who's accepting Bitcoin, at least around here, mm-hmm. is accepting Bitcoin because we asked them to. Because they had enough customers come to them and say, I'm interested in paying with Bitcoin. And enough of them, said, all right, well, I'm willing to make my customers happy. This thing sounds pretty cool. Let's try it out.
Blockchain.com.
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 Which is another site from blockchain.info, as I understand.
Right. It offers a merchant wallet that you can use.
I'm sorry to tell you that Blockchain is not developing their merchant wallet, as according to an email that I sent them over the summer.
No, it's
so
still there.
They have it, but if they're not developing it, they're not therefore adding any coins to it, and they're not supporting it actively either, so it's useless. Hey, Doug, I'm not sure if you got to your point yet here. Hang on. I know you wanted to talk about fees, so we're going to bring it back. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. How'd you like to try the best pillow you'll ever use, risk-free for 60 days? We're talking about My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it, and I finally washed mine, by the way.
Mine's been washed so many times.
It took me a year, but I finally did wash it, and I washed Jazzy, the studio beast, her My Pillow as well, before we went off to the camping trip, and fluffed it back up, too, when I did that.
As it does, yeah.
Dryer, very, very cool, because this is the pillow that you can actually wash. That's something you can't do with every other pillow I've ever owned, and you can try it and in your dryer as well. So you go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get your MyPillow at half price, or two for the price of one, however you want to look at it. It's up to you how many you order. Again, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. If you don't like it in the first 60 days, they will give you your purchase price back. Now, obviously, you're going to have to ship the pillows back, so there's a little bit of cost involved there, but your purchase price will come back to you. The pillow itself, by the way, if you keep it, is guaranteed to last you for 10 years. A 10-year warranty over at MyPillow.com. Again, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Doug is on the line in Minnesota. You are back on with us here. Doug, we've been talking about some of the growing pains that have been happening with Bitcoin and the fees right now, where the median fee is approximately $5 to send a Bitcoin transaction. You wanted to comment?
According to who? Because I just sent $5 from my Airbits wallet to my Mycelium wallet just to test that out. Now, when that article was written, that might have been the case, and there's so many variables.
No, I checked it today, dude. You go to bitcoinfees.21.co.
But that is just a website that is conglomerating a bunch of different things. If you use a wallet that actually accurately predicts the correct miner fees, and Ian, remember when I did that? It was a few minutes, like a half hour ago, 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I said it probably won't be confirmed until tomorrow. It was confirmed with three confirmations about 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
So I can send you the screenshot of my Mycelium.
I'm not doubting you. How many Satoshis per byte did you send?
I have to look at
that's ultimately, now we're getting a little technical. That's ultimately the defining factor on, whether a fee is big enough or not, is the number of Satoshis per byte. Now, a Satoshi, for listeners that are not familiar, is the eighth decimal point of a Bitcoin.
Yeah,
so,
it's a fraction of a cent. A small fraction.
A very, very small fraction, right. So,
just like a hundredth of a dollar is called a penny, for those who want a metaphor.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the smallest.
The hundredth place of a dollar is called a penny. The eighth decimal point on a
billionth
Bitcoin is called a Satoshi.
Yeah, exactly. So it's these are calculated per byte.
Bits, which, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the fees are calculated per byte, and it's a certain number of Satoshis that are sent per byte transacted is how these things are calculated. Right now, the recommended number is 450 Satoshis per byte for what is called the median transaction, and that totals out to about $4.50 that happens to at the moment. But.
Well, okay. That's just crazy. I use a wallet, Airbits, which predicts and scans the entire Bitcoin blockchain. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how it gathers its data, but it finds the low, medium, and high miner fee.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. I got three confirmations within 30 minutes.
That's great, man. That's great. I sent a low fee transaction this week, and it took me 24 hours to get the first confirmation.
I sent one late last week, and it took me 4 or 5 days.
I used the Bitcoin, the QT wallet, the full-on full node.
I used blockchain.com.
Yeah. Don't do that. Use phone wallets. Use these companies who are customer service oriented instead of geeky software guys who are banging their heads against, trying to get SegWit and the whole network up and running. I would use other phone wallets. I really manage a lot of my Bitcoin through phone wallets, and they're so convenient. They find
I can tell you this, dude. The other day, I sent a $3.50 transaction using the blockchain.info wallet, which has been historically very good at estimating fees like you're talking about, and I sent that to buy a $10 meal at the local burger.
Yeah. This weekend was rough. I mean, and it has gone higher. I'm not saying it's not always that high. The mempool is cleared out, apparently, because the Bitcoin Cash shenanigans, miners jumping between different chains has settled down. But it was high for me, too. I was sending $3 fees a couple times. But
okay.
Very rare, and right now it's not that high. And by the way, you were wondering why Bitcoin Cash is, or Bitcoin price is going up, or the Bitcoin Cash price is, whatever it is, there is a strategy that miners have to Bitcoin pro Bitcoin miners find the Bitcoin Cash chain to prevent it from doing its automatic difficulty change, which would lower the difficulty so much that it would be more profitable to mine on that Bitcoin.
Well, they have. That difficulty change has happened multiple times in the last few weeks, and so I get what you're saying. That is one of the games that's sort of being played here. So, your mileage may vary with these fees. I get what you're saying. I have had a low fee as well, as low as like 37 cents within the last few weeks, but the majority of the fees I've had recently have been fairly high. And it's not something that is going to be sustainable for Bitcoin to be a usable thing for the average person. And I think that's tragic. I think it's tragic. Yeah.
Well, listen, now Bitcoin has changed. I agree. Back when I ran Watch My Bit, it was a currency that was nearly free to use. That's why my model worked. It doesn't work anymore.
Right. You had a business that was based on microtransactions, which Bitcoin used to be useful for and no longer is at all.
Correct. Right. And I agree with you. And that's going to change. This is growing pains. SegWit is out. It's going to take time for the community to adopt it. So you think it's going to make instant changes was a little pie in the sky. However, that being said, greater than 1 megabyte blocks have been mined, like 1.2 megabytes using SegWit. That is an instant blockchain increase. And people were thinking that the blockchain increase from SegWit was only because we moved, you know, with an accounting game, we moved to a different data structure for the signature data. But the blocks are actually bigger using SegWit. And you can look it up. There were a few blocks that were larger than 1 megabyte.
Huh. Okay. That's interesting.
And that was instant. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I would watch more World Crypto Network, Thomas Hunt and the gang. They really explain this stuff well, and they shortened their shows to 10 to 15 minutes. Every day they have a report. I like those guys. They're, cool. They're pro-SegWit, of course, so a grain of salt there.
All right. Well, thank you for the recommendation. I'm not pro anything.
I don't hate SegWit.
I just want to know. I just want something to work. I don't want to see Bitcoin fail. And I feel like right now it is failing, despite the fact that its price is going up. I think technically it's a failure at this moment. I hope that changes.
I'm for a value-backed currency, and
yeah,
Bitcoin provided that to me until a couple of years ago when it began to create all these fees as far as transactions go, and that's it's disillusioned
me. If it's not a currency, Doug, it ain't worth anything to me. I mean, it's
well, now it is. Is your gold worth anything? Now it's a store of value, and that's going to change.
But it's only a store of value because people haven't figured out that it's not useful anymore.
Free Talk Live talked about gold and silver as currencies. We have always been for currency.
The average person has not figured any of these things out, dude. The average person doesn't know that there are even two Bitcoins right now.
Is a huge use case beyond currency.
Yeah, but any of these other competitors can do the exact same thing. Why would anyone want to store their value in Bitcoin when they have to spend $20 to send their value, whereas compared
to... They're
not
sending it. They're storing it. Like you
at some point, you want to do something with it, right? Like, at some point, you want to take your value...
For 37 cents that I just sent, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, we'll see if that holds. Thanks for the call, Doug, because it certainly is not holding steady moment to moment, but it's a developing situation. I appreciate the input. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and join us on the radio. Right over here is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm, and joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here, as we've been talking all things cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, more specifically, has been the focus of the discussion here tonight. What is the future of Bitcoin? I don't know, man. I mean, it's overwhelmingly confusing, and I'm following the situation fairly closely, and I'm flummoxed as to what it's all going to look like come December. It's frustrating. As somebody who has been a big advocate for Bitcoin over time, to have it splinter like this, it's hard to handle. Let's go to David. He's on the line, calling from North Carolina. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
The transaction times for Bitcoin confirmation taking days, and it costs something like $5.
In some cases, it's taking days, but that's if you pay less than the recommended fee. So if you were to pay a fraction of the recommended fee, which is about $5 right now, then it could...
It was a few hours ago.
Well, it has been, yeah. Apparently, the mempool has gone down in size, so that may be affecting the transaction fees. But if you pay a fraction of the recommended fee, then it could take a day or more.
But yeah, for that time and money, you could send people legit coin instead. I mean... You know, you don't really have to worry about the silver coins in your pocket splitting into two and becoming double and, you know, nothing like that. And there's something you said years ago, Ian, that I often think about. In the last segment, you were talking to this gentleman, and you said most people just hadn't figured out Bitcoin or even gold or silver. And there's something you said back in the day along the lines of, when you put a piece of silver in somebody's hands, you don't have to explain anything. they know it's worth something.
That's true.
Don't watch the video, like the Man in the Street videos, where they go out and they say, what would you rather have?
Oh, there is
a chocolate bar or this one-ounce silver coin?
Mark Dice, I think, did that. Yeah.
I got to believe that Mark Dice is editing for Nimrods.
Nope. Don't believe it at all.
Because
there's only one way to find out, and that's to try to duplicate it.
There were people out there that he was offering gold ounces to, or like a $100 bill, and people were taking the $100 bill. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that there isn't, that you're not just finding people walking down the street.
You don't know who is offering this to you. I mean, how do you know offhand if it's actually silver?
How do you know offhand if it's a $100 bill?
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, look, I've often thought about that, too. I mean, you could get testing kits, to make sure your stuff is actually legit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just stick with a vendor or a particular mining company or whatever. So it'd be St. Pamp or, Swiss Franc or whatever. And you get into a pattern and you just spot check it every now and again. But there was another question I actually had for you all, and it's something else that you said, Ian, about the, why would people stick around with Bitcoin when there's so many other alternatives out there? I mean, that is practically limitless. So it sort of kind of begs the question then, where's the inherent value in cryptocurrency if there are unlimited possibilities? Isn't that effectively the same as debasing?
Well, I see what you're saying, but the value in the case of cryptocurrencies is in the networks that they have. So if there's a cryptocurrency with a very small footprint and a very small network that's easily, hijackable, then that's not particularly valuable. But a mature currency in the cryptocurrency world, like Bitcoin or Ether, for instance, is much more highly valued because there's a lot behind it. There's a lot of computing power behind it. There's a lot of security as a result of that behind it. So the more mining power there is behind these currencies, the more solid they are as far as the security of the system is concerned. So there's value in the network itself of Bitcoin, which is one of the reasons why it continues to go up in value despite its broken fees and the kind of the messy situation that it finds itself in, is because it's so popular. People want it just because they've heard good things about it at this point. They don't know anything more than that. They just know they can see the prices going up, and they want to get in on that. They don't care about all the other details.
Yeah, hype is hype. But anyways, I hope everything works out for you on that front. And, y'all be easy, and great show as always.
Thank David, you. for the call tonight. I just love I envision David just sitting there, like, flipping his coins in his hand.
I could hear it.
Yeah, was that what was going on back there?
I could hear something.
I wasn't
like
sure if that was, like, a donkey in the background or what
like
that was.
Sounded like a silver coin to me.
All right. So the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And the fact is, over all this time, gold and silver has held its value very effectively against the dollar. It has.
I recommend it as a hedge against inflation, but I know people who chose a couple of years ago between Bitcoin and metals, and they said, I'm going to take the metals. Silver's underpriced right now. And they were right. Silver was underpriced, and it did go up.
But came back down.
The amount that Bitcoin has gone up is
significant.
I mean, factors above
Bitcoin's
that.
The number one over the last few years. Bitcoin has been the number one investment in the world, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it at all. What else would you put your money in to get those kind of returns?
So let's talk to Adam. He's in New Hampshire. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. And you got to turn down whatever that is in the background.
Oh, sorry. I've got you on speakerphone. Let me take you off.
Yeah, that'll do it. I appreciate it.
Is that any better?
Much better, and you sound better, too. Go ahead.
Thanks. I've been listening to you guys for the last few weeks talking about the whole riots and the Charlottesville situation and the race idea, and obviously the concept of free speech has come up. And I'm curious, and I'm wondering, I've sort of been redefining the definition for myself. I'm not really sure, but I'm wondering, where does the idea of free speech end and the idea of a threat, or, sort of inciting a threat, begin? I'm wondering what your opinions are on that.
Good question.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, because what you'll hear people say is that there's no such thing as free speech because, and they'll have a list of reasons. One of the reasons is threats. Threats, to me, are in a different category. So if, for instance, I'm throwing a punch at your face, do you have the right or ability to touch me, to block it, or to swing back?
Yes.
Well, I haven't hit you. That gets, wait, I haven't hit you. I mean, I'm driving my car at you at 90 miles an hour in the wrong lane, but there's no victim here, mm-hmm. right? Like, so at some point, you know, at some point your actions, and speaking is an action, it's not separate from actions. It is an action. And at some point your actions are projecting violence. And in the case of a flying fist, you're, you know, it's a threat. It's not violence yet because you haven't contacted, yep. but it's a threat of violence.
An imminent threat. Yep.
And in the same way, a threat, I have to distinguish between threats. There is a, if you come onto my property, I will tweak your nose.
Yep.
That is...
That's more of a promise.
Yeah, that's sort of a, it's a warning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's, I really dislike you, you make me upset. Now that's threatening. Because people have debased the language, right? That's not a threat, but somebody might consider it threatening. Mm. In the same way, they might consider somebody of the wrong ethnicity walking through their neighborhood threatening. But it's not a threat. A threat is, I'm going to punch you in your nose, right? There's no qualification to it. You don't have to do anything in order to merit the punch. The punch is just coming. You know, if I'm going to kill you. You know, that's a threat. And, well, you know, I think one should react if, you know, you can take those things seriously. And I think that somebody can, you know, be threatening, for instance, you know, somebody who is saying something to the effect of, it sure would be terrible if your house blew up tonight with your family in it, Mark.
Now, I don't know who would possibly say that.
Me either.
Yeah, I think. So my question, you're kind of leading right into where I want to go, but I would agree. Like, I would say that, you know, me saying, I want to kill you, I'm going to kill you, would be considered a threat. But I'm wondering, like, if I say, instead of I'm about to kill you, like, I would be okay with killing you. Is that a threat?
I think that would fall, for me, that would fall in the area of threatening, and you would have to be combined with other things in order to be qualified as a threat. So, are they in front of you? Are they, you know, are their fists clenched? Are they breathing heavily? You know, I want to know some other things. You know, I mean, if they're sitting there smoking a cigar and chuckling, you know, while your guys are enjoying some scotch, maybe it was a joke.
You need to know things like, are they white, cis, and male?
Okay.
Because then if you say, hey, you're attractive, I'd like to go out with you sometime, then clearly you're threatening rape.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, obviously we've been talking about the marches, the protests, and the counter-protests, and, you know, the alt-right, I'm really not one for groups. I'm trying to look at individuals here, and I watched the bike.
Well, hold on. It sounds like you're driving at a point here. We're going to let you continue in a moment. More with Adam, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And also coming up, Johnson's going to talk about the flooding in Houston. Is it zoning's fault or the lack of it? Wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.